After some time he rose from his seat, and leaning against the carved penthouse of the chimney, looked round at the dimly lit room. The walls were hung with rich tapestries representing the triumph of beauty. A large press, inlaid with agate and lapis lazuli, filled one corner, and facing the windows stood a curiously wrought cabinet with lacquer panels of powdered and mosaiced gold, on which were placed some delicate goblets of Venetian glass and a cup of dark-veined onyx. Pale poppies were embroidered on the silk coverlet of the bed, as though they had fallen from the tired hands of sleep, and tall reeds of fluted ivory bear up the velvet canopy, from which great tufts of ostrich plumes sprang, like white foam, to the pallid silver of the fretted ceiling. A laughing narcissus in green bronze held a polished mirror above its head. On the table stood a flat bowl of amethyst.